BBC News. Hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. President Biden says the United States is on course to produce enough coronavirus vaccine to inoculate every adult in the country by the end of May. During a White House press briefing, Mr. Biden said his administration has invoked the Defense Production Act to make two of the country's pharmaceutical giants, Johnson & Johnson and Merck, work together to mass produce the jabs. He praised the progress being made, but continued to urge caution.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. But we cannot let our guard down now or assure that victory is inevitable. We can't assume that. We must remain vigilant, act fast and aggressively, and look out for one another. That's how we're going to get ahead of this virus, get our economy going again, and get back to our loved ones.
The chairman of the mining giant Rio Tinto, Simon Thompson, has announced his resignation, the latest scalp following the firm's destruction of an ancient Aboriginal site in Western Australia last year. A fellow board director is also resigning. The BBC's Katie Silver has the details.
He said that he will step down as chairman next year and did not seek re-election to the board. And in a statement, he said that I am ultimately accountable for the failings that led to this tragic event. And of course, he is talking about the destruction of two ancient rock shelters in the Juukan Gorge in the Pilbara region of Western Australia. Now, an inquiry last year found that Rio Tinto went ahead with this explosion despite knowing of the very important archaeological significance that these sites have for the Indigenous population within Australia.
A Brazilian Supreme Court judge has ordered a criminal investigation into the alleged sale of indigenous land on Facebook. It comes after BBC News Brazil revealed that protected areas of the Amazon rainforest were being put up for sale on the media platform. The report says they found dozens of advertisements for lots of virgin rainforest and a recently illegally deforested land. Many of the lots were in indigenous reserves. World News from the BBC.